I have next on the slate here, Mark Bridge, and then Steve. You two could come up, Steve and Claire, if you'd like to come up again, and then Kim. We can go until 9:30, folks. Please welcome back Mark Bridge.
It's good to be back. Thank you, Jake. I gave you a Richard Schindel song before. I'll give you one of mine. This is called A True Patriot's Work. Dear DSS, my eyes have been witness to a family mess, and I fear for the lives of these twins as the cycle of illness plays over and over again. He lives in the penthouse above. The sidewalk is littered with the bodies of doves that were shot from the sky with his gun, held in the arms of his adopted son. And I hear him scream out with glee, if you don't shoot him first, they'll shoot me. So remember this lesson, my son. A true patriot's work is never done. For his daughter, I fear that he pimps, from the largest of Johns to the smallest of shrimps, and their limousines line up the street, growing at the same rate as the pile of sheets. And I hear him scream out with glee, if you don't screw him first, they'll screw me. So remember, my daughter and son, a true patriot's work is never done. Well, I could go on for an hour or more about the craziness that I have seen, the depravity and the indifference is impossible to believe. But yet you've allowed this adoption, while loving families must wait, and deliver these two to a madman who I know will determine their fate. He prohibits them calling him dad. Instead, he insists they call him Uncle Sam. And their names were once Fanny and Fred, but he's changed them now to Liberty instead. And why does this happen today, that we all look the other way, when a lunatic rants in our face and we don't even reach for the mace? Because we've all become desensitized from the years of the heartaches and lies. But as sure as a new day will come, a true patriot's work is never done. A true patriot's work is never done. Thank you.
One more hand, please, for Mark Bridge.